Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Miami Kid Jay says, Big O, if Tua struggles on Sunday, what do you think is Flores' approach? Do you think he pulls him again? No, I don't think it was a matter of struggling and taking a beating. That was also in on the equation. That's where, to me, the national media missed out on the whole thing. And that's why the national media, most of them, you know, I forgot more about the Dolphins than most of the national media members combined. And so you, and by the way, most of you know more about the Dolphins than most of those people that are on the desk, Dan Orlovsky and all those other people out there. But when you have a moron like Dan Orlovsky slamming Flo about benching Tua, the thing is where Dan Orlovsky is a phony and he's just a gas bag on the air is that if Tua, after that, on the seventh sack, because he took six of them, on the seventh sack, he blows out a knee, a hip, a shoulder, whatever. It's the same Dan Orlovsky that will be saying, how does he allow his injury-prone quarterback to take a beating? And so when you look at that situation, there's no doubt in my mind that Flo was looking at that going, the kid's struggling, and he's taking a beating. I think we've reached the point now that he's not overcoming it. He might be a little, you know, flustered at this point. He's holding on to the ball a little too long because he's trying to decipher and make the defense and not making quick decisions, which is putting him at risk. The kid is young. He's got to grow. Let me do what's right, and let me pull him right now. I'll get Fitz in there. That's what he's here for. Fitz, hopefully, could give us a spark, get it going. The kid will see and kind of refocus again and say, okay, this is what I got to do in this situation. That's all it is, a learning moment. And at the same time, Flo was protecting his player who was taking a beating. Meanwhile, Fitz came in and started making quicker decisions and wasn't taking the beating. So now you have move the offense. You got it to the point where you had a chance to tie the game. He just threw the interception. With Tua, you weren't even going to get there. And maybe you would have never gotten there because maybe he ends up injured. I am totally with Flo on this. And Tua's not the first rookie and won't be the last that struggles. Peyton Manning threw 4,000 interceptions his rookie year. Drew Brees sucked for 3 years. You can say all you want about Justin Herbert. He doesn't win. I'm sorry. He's put up a bunch of stats, but I don't see the difference-making games yet. And you can't blame all on him, but I'm just saying. Every week they lose. Rookie quarterbacks struggle left and right. And the decision to bench him last week was the right decision. Okay? That's just the facts. And the same people that were complaining would have killed Flo if he would have left him in there and he ends up injured. No doubt. Oh, well, he's struggling. Can't figure it out. He's taking a beating. He's holding onto the ball. And the coach leaves him in the game. Look what ends up happening. That's how they would have called it that day. And that's why they're phonies. And they're not really being objective about all of this. So let's just have a hot take that is stupid and ignorant and also convenient. Because if it wasn't this hot take, it would have been the other hot take. Oh, he's injured.
Getting back to what you were saying earlier, we're kind of a victim of our short-lived success, right? That's why people are freaking out with this Denver loss, correct?
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Alexa says, we grilling today at Flipper 13. Ah, okay. I like it. Let's see. Man, I hate these flip-floppers, Big O, Willie Molina. Derek says, Big O, do you think Tua plays? If Fitz plays, I don't think that's a bad choice. Doesn't make sense to play Tua if he's hurt. I get the feeling Tua's not going to play. Because when the coach started talking about contingency plans, that's when I said, a little fishy here. So I get the feeling he's not going to play, but we'll see. You never know.
Oh, getting back to what you were talking about, Tua holding on to the ball a little too long.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the reasons why he got hurt. Like, you know, the couple times he did with the ankles and stuff like that.
Right.
Is this something we should be concerned about? That, like, he hasn't, like, moved forward with that holding the ball? Because this has bit him back in Alabama.
It took 3 years for Drew Brees to figure out NFL defenses, so don't worry about it.
So we're okay.
Yeah,
he's still on schedule.
He's a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, it's just that holding the ball has gotten him hurt in the past, and that's right. Our main concern.
And I bet they're talking to him about, quick decision, get the ball out. We don't need you to take the seat. You see these six sacks? Three of these were on you because you held the ball here, here, and here. And there was the guy. Get rid of it quickly or throw it away. And I'm sure Saban told him that, and his QB coach or whoever the hell it is.
Oh, Flores has a chance because they do it on Tuesday together, right?
They're all telling him. I'm saying that this has been going on for years. It's not just these guys. It's Alabama staff telling him the same thing.